Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Marketers love new toys, shiny things that we can play with, new channels that we can connect with people, and probably, ultimately, selling people stuff. So how about Clubhouse, the iOS-only, invite-only, voice-based social channel? So how do we feel about it?
I'm Joe Glover, founder of The Marketing Meetup, global community that connects and educates over 20,000 marketers in the most lovely way possible. Everything we do it to put the human beings we help first.
I'm Richard Wood. I lead the marketing agency Six and Flow. I've worked in marketing for around 19 years now, and I'm a massive believer in that marketers should be trying to engage with people on a human level, not just treating them as leads and numbers in a spreadsheet. Right, Joe, you laggard. How do you feel about Clubhouse?
So I've got two views on Clubhouse. The first is I absolutely hate it, and like it's not even about Clubhouse as a thing. I just hate the conversation around Clubhouse. Like since this bloody app came out, people have been like, "Are you on Clubhouse? Are you on Clubhouse? Are you on Clubhouse?"
It's because it's an exclusive network, Joe. If you're not on it, you're not part of the it crowd.
I just don't care. I don't care about being part of the in crowd. And the thing about it is that everyone's just like speaking about it as this channel that you need to be on, but nobody's really thought about why. Or I've seen very few people give a compelling case of this is why you need to be on Clubhouse, or you know, this is something that's really good about it. It's all just, are you on it?
A bit of baby-induced sleep deprivation's made you bitter and twisted, Joe. Honestly, congratulations on the baby, by the way.
Thanks, man. this is a great way to sort of kick off again, isn't it? But when I get tired, I do get angry. But that's another thing. Anyway, but it the thing about that is it just feels a misplaced sense of a misplaced use of your energy. You know, and it's an age-old marketing problem, right? You know, you've got a finite amount of time. You can put a certain amount of time into stuff. And, you know, just because something's new doesn't mean it's amazing, doesn't mean it's better. It just means that it's new. The flip side to the argument is I can definitely see that when there's new, there's opportunity. And it does feel like there's this land grab going on. And I spent a few hours on it the other day. And actually, the conversation that I listened in on, I didn't speak on it at all or anything like that, was actually all right. So the particular conversation was quite meta in a sense, because it was like an introduction to Clubhouse. But folks were sort of being brought up on the stage, had a good question, and were sort of answered by these experts. So actually, it was all right. I can see, however, that if you don't have like good people on there, and you know, a decent moderator, then it's just like a really, really shit podcast, you know, that and it's just,
I know one of them.
Yeah, why aren't we top of the charts? Yeah. So for me, I gotta say my overriding feeling is that I hate it, but it's not because I hate Clubhouse, it's because I hate the conversation around it. And I do see an opportunity with it, which does mean that inevitably I'm going to end up on Clubhouse doing some sort of chat. And yeah, I don't know how I feel about that other than probably a bit of a hypocrite.
Do you know what? I am amazed at the kind of the dichotomy that's formed. Like I can't remember who tweeted it yesterday, but it was somebody was saying basically that they hate the fact that there's all these people talking who are like inclusion advocates.
This was Rory Sutherland.
Yeah, but then he was saying that actually like this is a channel that's exclusive and people can't get onto it. And I was like, I totally understand that, but yeah. Also there's, I mean, it's a channel they've used the exclusivity thing. They've used that as a marketing ploy. The iOS only angle, I don't know if you've ever gone through an app development process. You'd be stupid to build apps on two platforms at the same time, because then you've got to fix two bouts of problems. So if you look at how most big apps launched, Instagram for years was iOS only. I think it was years. I might be making that bit up, but it was Instagram iOS only to begin with. So I don't think that iOS only thing is much of a kind of like, I don't think that's much of an argument. And I think once they kind of base it out, I think it'll definitely be Android. They'd be stupid not to. The invite only thing is, look at all of those successful viral campaigns. Look at Hotmail, look at Gmail. You make it exclusive, like have that invite process, and it's gonna make people want to be involved in it, because you end up that FOMO. That's the only reason I signed up, because there were some other like marketing leaders talking about, oh, we're on this Clubhouse thing. I was like, you mean there's an exclusive marketing club that I can't get into? Obviously I want into it. So I get it. Like, there are people talking about inclusion within the app, and that's great. That's their thing. But I can assure you, they're not just talking in Clubhouse about that. It's just it's where that soapbox happens to be stood for that particular conversation.
Yeah.
So I totally agree with you though. Like, I go through fits and spouts with it. Like, some days I absolutely hate it, and I'm like, just get this shit off of my phone, because the one thing that they don't do very well is the ability to like silence the notifications. It's like an all or nothing, and I just get bombarded with them. The other thing in there is, there's definitely a lot of marketers in there almost choosing it like the shopping network. Like, it's like watching the QVC channel with people stood up at the front of the class trying to like flog you stuff under the guise of it being a marketing conversation or whatever the topic in that room is. Like, it's so transparent, where you can see these marketers who are stood there going, yeah, well, they could be sat, obviously I can't see them, but they're there going like, here is the process we're talking about. Here is what like I'm interested in and why you should be interested in. Oh yeah, by the way, you can download my book if you go visit my Twitter page that's in my hand. Like, you can see people pushing it into funnels. And all of those rooms, like for me, I have a natural aversion, be like, nah. Because the other thing I've noticed in each one of those channels, there is no depth to any of the conversations. There's no, like, it is very top level with nobody substantiating anything. And I think part of that might just be because it's a new channel. Like, if you and I are having a chat in a pub, I'm not going to kind of like start firing out statistics, unless I've made up those statistics. But like, I'm not going to like bring out a deck and start rattling off all this stuff. Although actually I probably would start Googling stuff if we were in an argument, but like you get the point. Like, it's a conversation. And I think Clubhouse, because it's that conversation, it's difficult for people to understand that depth that's required for any real value at the moment.
Yeah.
My interest with Clubhouse though, what's going to happen when Spaces launches through Twitter? So Twitter Spaces, there's, I think within my social sphere, there's probably maybe like 6 or 7 people I've seen who have access to the beta of it, who are starting to engage with it. And I've listened to a couple of conversations.
Yeah.
That has the potential to really piss on Clubhouse's chips, because Clubhouse, a lot of that network has been built across people's Twitter audience.
Yeah.
And as soon as Spaces comes in, it's going to widen that audience dramatically. So I would be a little bit concerned if I was Clubhouse. But you're right. For marketers, like, there's definite value in it. Definite value. Because I don't know how many conversations you've been in so far, but the lack of friction to get involved in a conversation and get involved in a conversation with some very, I would say, unobtainable people that, like, quite often you wouldn't be, other than you, Joe, you kind of worm your way into all sorts of people. But it's like, but you see what I mean? Like, there's like, I think Zuckerberg's done a room. Yeah. Elon Musk has done a room. Name a famous marketer. They've probably done a conversation on that. And people are invited to like go and speak. Grant Cardone's on there if you want to go and have a conversation with him.
I saw that. I did see that. Yeah. And I was on when he was on, and you know, I didn't go in that room quite consciously. So.
Yeah. And that's like, but that's like those kind of people, you are like, forgetting Grant Cardone, I'm not condoning going to listen to his room, but like that kind of caliber of people, you normally wouldn't have access to them in the same kind of way, where you can have a voice conversation. And that is so powerful. And there's the lack of friction with that. is the thing that makes it beautiful. Like, it, as a marketer, it's exciting. You're not driving somebody through a funnel. They don't have to sign up to a webinar. Not that there's anything wrong with webinars, or we have covered that, Joe. I know they are important to you.
Offensive again, you know. Yeah.
He's twitching. You can't see him. But that's like, and that's where I think the power from this stuff is coming from.
Mm. Well, you're right, and you make so many good points there. I think the first one on exclusivity and sort of the iOS thing, I think you're right in that it is just where it happens to be for the moment. That being said, you know, and actually to layer in another of your points, then as a platform and as a conversation, it's a brilliant one. You know, so since our conversation about events and webinars and stuff like that, you know, I've definitely had it ticking through my mind. How can I make this more multidimensional than a presentation and a chat? You know, how can I bring more people into it and stuff like that? And with Zoom webinars as they are, you know, that is a restriction, you know, with the platform. So I did go on Clubhouse at the weekend and start listening to a few things and think, actually, this would be really good for the marketing meetup. But the reason why I'm not going to do it is right now because it happens to be on iOS only. And for me, on a community that's built on inclusivity and stuff like that, whether or not it's based, that iOS thing is conscious as a sort of scarcity thing, as a bringing more people in because other people can't access it thing, whether that's a conscious act or not, I can't afford to say only iPhone users within my audience can engage with this.
So I totally agree with you, and I'm only playing devil's advocate because I like to argue with you.
Yeah.
But could you not make the same argument the other way? Are you not then excluding the Clubhouse audience? So what about the people who aren't involved with you on the other channels? Mm. Let's be honest, they're going to be few and far between because most of your audience and marketers will be on all these other channels, on the newsletter list. Joe does a great newsletter list, everybody, just in case you were wondering. So like, you, in theory, somebody could just be on Clubhouse. Yep. Are you not excluding that person from that audience as well? So like, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying move away from all your other channels and don't have a conversation there, but there is an audience there. And again, this comes into that. There's a whole nother argument around, should I be on every channel? Obviously not, if you're not going to be having decent conversation, blah, 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 blah. But like, there is a counter to your argument of saying, yeah, but I'm not being inclusive if I go on that channel. But coming down to actual inclusivity and diversity, like, and my wife said this to me the other day, I didn't even think about it. It's actually, as a channel, it is way exclusive in terms of, think about who can use it. You have to be able to hear. There is no other way. There is no visual element to it. There's no there's no braille. There's nothing. If you can't hear, you can't use the channel, which is interesting because like that, there's some immediate barriers there. And actually, does that or does it not fall foul of some of the like inclusivity laws? So anyway, that's a whole other topic that I'm not going to go anywhere near.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it. You know, we should speak.
Well, you just sit there and look pretty and I'll keep talking.
Yeah. Well, no, but we should speak with someone about that on here one day, because I'd love to know more about like how to sort of make any sense of marketing, not just Clubhouse, more accessible. I think that would be a brilliant thing to do. So maybe we should make that happen sometime.
So I ran an experiment on Clubhouse, right? And I've actually run two experiments. So we've tried running a weekly like marketing pop-in type thing. So where we've started with the original one was just like Six and Flow, come and chat with the marketing team basically. And we had about 30 people in the room. We just chatted marketing for a bit. It was fun. We did it for about an hour. The next one we did was we themed it and made it around sales and marketing alignment. I think we had maybe 10 people join or something like that. So we're playing around with it, building audiences, like understanding the platform. It's been fun. Like it's cool. Like to play with the experiment we did run. So we ran a webinar with Tyler Saad from Vidyard and Gavin Flood from AdRoll, and it was a panel discussion, like we were talking about, because you know webinars are dead. And
such a bastard.
And what I'd said to both of them before, I was like, look, this is an experiment, but post this, would you guys be happy to come across to Clubhouse? We'll invite everybody across and see what happens. And like, in theory, good experiment. Let's see what happens. So, like, yes, we did a normal Q&A. We asked loads of questions. Like, it's a panel. So the whole thing was Q&A, and we had people asking good questions and good engagement. And then we sent, as it ended, we sent everybody the LinkedIn, the link via email saying, come and join us now over here. Not a single person came across. Now,
oh, interesting.
There's a couple of caveats to that, right? So this is like a B2B marketing webinar process. So we only had about 50 people on that, which is fairly average. Like we're nowhere in the kind of Galactico regions that you are, Joe.
well, but that's all I do, though. That's all I do as well, to be fair. You know, that's
don't be nice to me. It's weird. and so like we had that 50 people, and then we didn't have a single person come across. We had, so we ended up with about six people. So they were like six and flow people and the speakers there. And we had like a nice discussion. And then 10 minutes later, we kind of closed it down.
Right.
I will try that again. Mm-hmm. Like bearing in mind, this was about 2 weeks ago now. So there is still not that kind of adoption there. Like it is by no means like a mainstay channel.
No.
And it's still iOS only. I will try it again. I will probably wait until it is either Android or invite free. So like like as in anybody can join. So when one of those two things happen, I will probably run it again because I think we'll get a much better uptake. But what I do know is four or five people who had signed up, because in the like the lead up, the comms that we were sending in the lead up to the panel, we had a like, by the way, we're going to be running this on Clubhouse. Join us. Here's the link for when it goes live. I had four or five people reach out to me saying, hey, can I get an invite? So we had a bunch of people join and connect and follow me, and then either didn't show for the webinar or didn't show for the Clubhouse either. So there's interest there, and I think people see the value, and I really see the value of being able to actually have a real conversation outside of that that webinar process, because a webinar is daunting. Like putting your hand up on a webinar, yes, you can ask in the comments, but actually saying to somebody, yeah, I want to come and speak in front of all these other people on the webinar.
Sure.
Bearing in mind the people on a webinar are normally positioned as experts in that field. So you coming into that is, I mean, you have to have a confidence there that you're willing to kind of step up to the plate. Whereas voice only doesn't really matter. Like you can have a conversation. Yeah, you might look like an idiot if you say something stupid, but it doesn't really matter. No. I say stupid shit all the time.
Well, yeah, you do. but that's an interesting thing. So potentially if we take a sector's, ask you about the Clubhouse's sessions. I don't even know what the clubs that you've enjoyed.
Clubs are something different.
Okay, so the club is like the top level thing, and then they've got sessions. What do the sessions?
Chat conversations, chat something.
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever it is. So the one that I attended at the weekend had three moderators, I want to say, and it was literally like a Q&A to these moderators. They were positioned as experts in Clubhouse, and people were asking them questions. From the chats that you've attended and that have worked well in terms of format that our audience might be able to sort of think about replicating, what are the ones which sort of like stand out for you? Are they ones where they've got a series of moderators and it is just a Q&A, or is it literally like eavesdropping on a conversation between a couple of people who happen to be, you know, really smart or whatever?
Those ones that are like multiple moderators seem to go like longer, like as in some of them run for days on end and they have like a rotation of moderators and things like that. And that's great. Like it's drop-ins. I know that somebody was trying the other day. Who was it? I spoke to them. But they were basically running a continuous one where you could join it as so that could be your office environment. So like you could have a water cooler chat while you're working from home. Like there's just people who are dropping in and out, which I thought like I quite like that principle, and there's like ongoing moderator type stuff. I typically don't get a lot of value from the ones that are longer format and multiple moderators that are running across days, because where's the distilled discussion in that? Like I either have to be there for the whole thing, miss something, like I only have snippets of time. I'd much rather have like, here's the hour, we're going to talk about this, and here's the value you're going to get. So that's the kind of stuff that I prefer, but I kind of feel like it's an alternative to a podcast in that respect.
Yeah.
But also if somebody says something, I can then go, like somebody listening to us now, right, could go, actually, guys, how do you feel about this? Which would then change the discussion, and I'm engaging with that. Yeah. I feel like there's way more value in that for me personally than the longer format.
Absolutely. No, that's fair. That's definitely fair. Okay, well, you know, it's interesting, and we've actually discussed, you know, actually having a clubhouse thing
I think we should try it.
after episodes. We should give it a go. I mean, you never know. I mean, we might get all 38 people who listen to our podcast
Is
along.
your mum on Clubhouse yet?
She isn't on Clubhouse, and I'm keeping you away from her too. It's interesting. I mean, so I want to pick up what you said about Twitter though as well. So I guess sort of with Snapchat, then Instagram copied their stories and sort of took over from what Snapchat were and stuff like that. Some of the shortfalls that I see with Clubhouse at the moment that Twitter will probably be able to fill into that space quite quickly are things like analytics and sort of, well, some of the features that I would love to see from Clubhouse. So let's backtrack a little bit. We're probably gonna have to edit this now because like
I'm
I've
not
been
editing it. You sound stupid, so I'm just going to
So I would go to Clubhouse if the following things happened. I would go to Clubhouse if it got available on Android, and the invite thing. I think those are both important. But more beyond that, I feel like it would be really important to sort of be able to capture a Clubhouse and sort of be able to distribute it afterwards. And as far as I'm aware, you can't do that.
Well, you could sort of you
Well,
could like
could
you
you
could put
record it third? Like you could
third
record it.
party like you could put a like in your iPhone like the jack in your phone you could record it or whatever,
But
but like it's a faff.
And the other thing was that I understand the analytics aren't very good either. So it's kind of like you're there, you're in the moment, you're chatting, but when you're done, you're done. It doesn't live on. Folks can't really listen to that. You don't really know who's been there. You can't really tell if you're doing good or bad. You just feel like you've had a good conversation. Is that right? I mean, it just feels
Yeah,
like
so
a
like,
fancy tool.
but this comes back to one of our previous conversations is with marketers and like what is the value in that? Like, is it like yes, you'd count the amount of people in the rooms, etc. Like, okay, yeah, I've had 50 people. Great, that's quite a lot of people. There was zero friction. It's somebody I might not have had in that, but I'm starting to build an audience or a reputation. But yes, you don't have much analytical kind of understanding around who they are, what they are. And what they are like in terms of like what they do or whether or not they're going to be right for your business. But I don't think that's the right way to approach this. I don't walk into a pub and go, all right, like how many people are here? Who
True.
can I have the best conversations with? And like it you're approaching it from that. So I think there's a much softer like approach to it. It's still brand, but yeah, you're right. There's no real analytics off the back of it yet. But I don't feel like that should be a stopper from you engaging with it. I think this has to be one of those, there's a leap of faith required.
I make a bet. It's fair. I mean, it feels like we're in land grab stage. So that's the other
That's the
half
thing I
of
don't like about it. There's
Well,
all these people who like you can see those early Twitter and early Instagram kind of tactics where people are following loads of people and kind of just and it's just and engaging in some of the rooms with like they're not really questions, not really comments. It's just kind of like, hey
Interesting.
guys, look at me, I'm in this room too.
Interesting. You see that I haven't experienced that yet, but that is something which would feel slimy, and then it becomes exactly why the marketing app exists actually, because it starts feeling slimy,
But that's
and
down to
then
the
you.
moderators, though.
True. You set the precedent, but I've got to say the other side of this is that even at the marketing meetup over the course of time, there's been occasions, you know, where you have the Q&A at the end of talks and stuff like that. And you know, for us, and the same for Clubhouse, they're free to attend events and stuff like that. So you don't have complete control who's in the room, who's asking questions, how they ask questions, how long they ask questions for. So when you give someone your stage, you do literally give them your stage. And I guess that's one of the things about Clubhouse, additionally, that sort of makes me go, ooh, you know, I mean, like if you've got 100 people listening into one person who's going on and on or selling themselves or whatever, it just feels uncomfortable. And you don't really have that control over it beyond sort of saying shut up and go away, you know, which is
Each
horrible.
one of the rooms has normally has like rules of engagement type things like and I think with that so like marketing meetup right so your audience would be like fairly receptive to the way that you do things you have your like give each other hugs and kisses when you come and meet type shit like everybody understands that process now like I think you would be well within your rights or like the remit and people would understand it if like when you're bringing people into the room and like periodically as it's being presented you'd be like just to remind everybody like this isn't about pitching this is about like the comments we're talking about something in particular here it's not about like growing your business it's not about like we're not after the pitches let's keep the discussions. And I think you'd be like, I think we should do one next week. I think we should just pick a time. We'll run one. We'll see how it ends up. And we'll moderate it on the same thing. If somebody jumps on, starts pitching, we'll be like, look, dude, that's not what this is for. Like, we're talking about like human-centered marketing. You're pitching yourself. It's cool. We understand you're trying to grow your business. You're pitching yourself. We're just going to kind of, we'll put you back in the, in the naughty corner.
Interesting. Yeah. Fair play. Let's give it a go. I mean, that is the thing as well, right? You know, I think there's, I probably made a pretty crap point earlier about sort of needing the numbers and stuff like that. I mean, that, because I don't really believe it, if I'm honest. I think you do need to just try these things out. So let's give it a go. It can't harm, can it? You know, so let's.
I think over the last few weeks, I must externally look like a bit of a fanboy of Clubhouse. And honestly, I appreciate the platform. I am enjoying parts of it. There's a lot of it that I just don't like, and I'm kind of like really have an aversion to. Averse is what the word I was looking for there. I can see the potential in it, and I like the way that it's changing a lot of like the ways that people think that they can use different channels, and how I think there are some smart things and the ways that it can be linked together with different platforms, which is why I'm trying to link it to those panel series, because I think there's different ways that it can be used to extend the marketing that we're already doing. And actually it's perfect for what we're talking about, because what's more human than having a conversation where you cannot do any demand gen off the back of it? There is no funnel. You cannot then follow up with an email going, hey, like, you could follow up and send them a Twitter DM, like, or an Instagram DM, depending on how they've connected. You could do that stuff, but there's no way that you can automate off the back of that and like hit them with a like, thanks for coming, now download my shit.
No, you know, it makes good sense. It is quite exciting, despite all my negativity about it. Just read into that, the tiredness is going on, because you know, it is exciting. It's exciting when a new platform comes out and stuff like that. I have that natural aversion, and if I'm honest, as a marketer, I probably am a little bit slow to pick up on things to start off with. You know, that's just me. I like to think about things before jumping into it a little bit.
Sleepy Joe Glover.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I'll tell you what, Biden seems to be doing a good job. So
that was not a political comment.
I know you, Rich. You're all about politics all the time. Everyone, you should hear him off camera and off he is the work. No, I'm joking. you know, give it a go, you know, and we'll see how it goes.
We're booking a time that is going to be between feeds next week, and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, sounds good. All right.
Clubhouse. Thanks for coming, Joe. Good to see you back. I missed you.
I missed you too. Although you were texting me at 11 o'clock last night. So
you replied.
That's a newfound time for me. I never knew that time existed before.
It was important. It was important. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Take care. Bye-bye.